Good afternoon. Excited to announce that with our fourth round pick, we took Jamon Moore, wide receiver from Missouri. Good football player, been a very productive football player in a very competitive conference. And we're excited to get him and add him to our group. And with that, I'll take any questions.
What do you view his speed as, you know, two different times, combine and pro day?
Correct. I think he plays closer to what he ran at his pro day. He plays fast. I think we had him at 4.49 at his pro day. When you watch him come off the ball, he can close space, close the cushion. He's got a really natural, pretty gait. We were not concerned with his play speed at all. And when he ran that 4.49 at his pro day, that kind of solidified what we saw on film.
How about the drop passes?
You know what? He's a guy, when you watch him play the game, he's pretty good after the catch. And I think when you watch him, a lot of the times he gets a little antsy. He wants to make a guy miss before he catches the football. Definitely did not see him as a guy that could not catch or had struggled to pick it up out of the quarterback's hand. I think he's a guy that just lacked some consistency, but has hands and has ball skills and really just has to – it's more of a concentration thing, but we felt good about the player. We think we're getting a really good athlete, a guy who's, you know, a 6'2 plus athlete, long arms, again, plays fast, and got really good body control, and we liked his ability to make guys miss after the catch for a taller, longer guy. So we were excited, you know.
With Jamon and Cole Madison, was there a desire to focus on the offensive side maybe early today after going defense?
You know what? We kind of just let the board talk to us. We kind of, as you guys well know, we're a best player available type of philosophy, and both those guys were sitting. You know, the board was holding strong, and those guys were sitting where we had a chance to take them. So, to answer your question, we just kind of followed the board there. You see him playing inside. Yeah, we think he has position versatility, but yeah, if you pin me down, he's probably going to start at guard. And when I say start at guard, I mean that'll be the first place he lines up. Correct.
What just stands out to you about his game? What he kind of did at Washington State?
You know what? He's a. We like the fact that he played on the edge there. He has played tackle. He's a big man. He's got. We just think that the guys, he's got good instincts for the position. They play in a pass happy offense out there. So, you know, we like his feet. Again, we think he's a guy that has some position versatility. He'll probably line up first at guard, but if needed, could slide out to tackle like he did there. So, excited about him, him and Jamon.
Todd, you've obviously taken a lot of tackles over the years and put him at guard. What is the characteristics of that switch that makes it work?
You know what? I think that the thought process there is if you can play out on the edge, whether you're left tackle, right tackle, from an athletic skill set standpoint, you got to have, you know, feet out there and that kind of thing. So it's kind of like corners and safeties. You know, you're going to start a guy at corner and let him fail there before you kick him inside to safety. And it's kind of the same thought process with tackles and guards. I mean, we like taking tackles if we can and moving them inside because they've proved that they can play out there in space and do some things athletically that are strenuous, if you will. Does that answer your question? Okay.
How quickly do you think Moore will be able to adapt considering the offense he played in at Missouri?
He's smart. Yeah, when you go through there and talk to the folks there at the school, he has no problems picking up offense. He learns. He's a guy who football is very important to him, so he's going to study and do the things he needs to do both in the meeting room as well as on the practice field to do it, you know, to make sure that he's in a position to perform.
Can you talk more a little bit about his abilities after the catch?
Sure. Yeah. He, again, the way he's built, tall, long arms, longer legs. We just thought he had a really good knack for making the first guy miss and getting upfield. He's pretty, pretty aggressive after the catch in terms of, you know, like I said earlier, like a lot of times he's making his first move before he even really secures the ball, which, you know, so I think that maybe was an issue with some of the drops. But by the same token, it takes a special athletic skill set to be able to do that time and time again, to instinctively feel it where a guy is on you, see and catch the ball and kind of all in the same motion make a guy miss, and he's really good at that.
The post-metric stats that's been floating around for the last month is that you guys had the slowest receiving core in the NFL last year. He doesn't have a great 40 time. Why is that not important to you?
Because he plays fast on tape. You know, I mean, 40 times are great, and you know, obviously we all covet speed. When you watch him play the game on film, there's never a time where you say, "Oh, this guy looks like he can't run." It's actually quite the opposite. You say this guy. I was surprised that he only ran 4.49. Does that make sense?
When did you guys start to really kind of take an interest in him? You had him in for a visit. Senior Bowl where he got more of your attention or what?
Early on, you know, again, he's been a very productive player and a very competitive conference for 2 years. I want to say he's had 18 touchdowns over the last 2 years. I think he was right on the brink of 1,000 yards last year in 16 and went over. So obviously when you go into the process in early 17, you know that you're looking at a guy who's been a productive player. So we were on him really from the jump coming into the 17 season. And he continued to produce. Alonzo Dotson did an excellent job. He's the area scout. He identified him. I went in there as well. And he was a guy we liked all along, you know, thought he could play and thought, you know, he could come in here and help us. So here we are.
I know athleticism is important and the speed, size, strength, and all that. But how much do you factor in production, especially at the receiver position, college production? And when you see a guy that went back-to-back 1,000-yard season in the SEC, what does that say to you?
It's important. You know, I mean, it's. I think any time at any position, a guy that's productive, especially over a certain length of time, you can't overlook that. You know, the guy's playing in the Southeastern Conference. He's going against, arguably the best talent in college football. And he's been very productive there for 2 years. And his targets were down this year, but his yardage was up. And so I think the guy's going that way. He's trending up. I think we're getting him at the right time, and I think he's going to help us.
Thank you.